You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to the Relegation Podcast. I had a song for this podcast, but Dom Betts won't let me sing it. But I'm going to do it anyway. Upside down, you're turning me. Who's getting relegated from the Premier League? It doesn't work, does it, listener? I'm sorry.
It's diabolically bad.
I'm sorry for allowing your ears to hear that. Please don't turn the podcast off. Let's move on very quickly, like some of these teams will, to the Championship. Ooh, good link there from Alex Mearns. How are you? How are you, listener? You good? You feeling good? Not after that song, I'm sorry. Dom, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. It's nice looking at a Premier League relegation battle and having my own team in it.
Okay. Well, you've not been in the Premier League for a few years now. One team will be getting promoted to the Premier League, and that's mine, Leeds United. But who will be dropping out in place of Leeds? Let's find out, shall we? I'm in a weird little mood for this one, aren't I, Dom? Got to go from 14th down to 20th. Bournemouth are in such bad form that we have to talk about them, Dom. In 2017, it has been pretty embarrassing for the lads from the seaside town, wouldn't you say? Embarrassing.
I mean, if the defence sort of turned up, it would help.
Well, they turn up and pass the ball to the opposition strikers, I find, a lot of the time. Lukaku, at the end of the game against Bournemouth, must have been like, cheers, lads, handshakes all round, do you want to swap shirts? I'll go to the changing room, get you another one, because you gave me four goals there. Who's to blame? Players or the manager?
I think it's got to be the manager.
Does Eddie Howe get too much credit?
Yeah, if he was not English, people would not care. If he was, like, Venezuelan, no one would care.
Good country.
No one would care.
What would his name be if he was from Venezuela?
Eddie Howdinho, I don't know.
Eddie Howdinho. I was thinking
Eduardo Howdinho.
Eduardos Howos. Okay, yeah, so you...
I think he just gets a lot of praise because he's English. I know he's done a great job with him, and... I mean, I'm not a fan of the whole love-in with Bournemouth, to be fair. Mm. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, they've gone from League 2 to the Premier League. Yes, they did have quite a lot of money.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money in the summer.
Yeah.
Jordan Ibe, he's not worked miracles.
Ibe, oh man, Ibe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, Bournemouth, like, they've got goals in them, but they just conceded nearly 50 goals now. That's, on average, nearly two a game.
Wow.
Because they've played 25 games, conceded 49 goals. I mean, if we look at that, that's nearly... No, that's more than twice as many as Middlesbrough.
That's mental.
Middlesbrough's only conceded 27 goals.
Who would you rather have a season ticket at? Bournemouth or Borough?
That's a neutral for me. It'd be obviously Bournemouth.
Yeah. I think the ideology that Bournemouth or Barcelona, that's wrong, and Howe plays amazing football. They play entertaining football because it's sort of end-to-end, I'd say.
Well, yeah, they scored three goals away from home and still lost by three. How can you do that?
Well, because... they passed the ball to Lukaku. Eddie Howe has somehow kept Jack Wilshere fit, which is something Arsene Wenger's never been able to do.
I mean, until the other night when he sort of limped off.
Yeah. Has that move worked for you, or has Wilshere sort of been outshadowed by Harry Arter, his central midfield partner?
The move has worked, but he hasn't exactly proved he can get into the Arsenal team anytime soon. Yes, he's getting football. I think he's just found his level. I mean, I've never rated him that highly. I thought it was just because he's English again.
Overrated, like Eddie Howe, like his manager.
Yeah, he's a Premier League standard player. Like, no shadow of a doubt about that, but he's not a top four player. Harry Arter, though, he's great.
Will he leave if they get relegated?
100% if they get relegated, but if they stay in the league, I can't see him leaving.
Talking of their relegation, Dom, because they're sinking like a ship in Bournemouth Harbour. Their next two fixtures are away to West Brom and Man United. They're not going to get any points from there. And you'd think the clubs below them from 15th to 20th are going to pick up a couple of points over the course of them games. Are you scared for Bournemouth?
Not really. Because when I look at relegation battles, I do look at it, oh yeah, they're six points above Hull City in 18th. Mm. But I think you've also got to look at it that in a way that it's the way I looked at the Championship last year. Are there three teams who are definitely worse than you in the division?
Mm.
If there are, I think you're safe.
Okay.
Because I won't ruin who I think is going to down there. Apart from Sunderland, I think they're just definitely gone. They've literally prolonged the longest relegation from the Premier League. They should have gone down for like the last 5 years. But yeah, I think there's just three worse teams in the league than them.
Okay, let's...
So they'll stay up that way.
Let's move on to Borough, who, have you said, have been putting their fans to sleep when they turn up to the Riverside Stadium. we've missed Swansea. How can I do that after their amazing run of form? So let's stick with Swansea in 15th. They got 24 points. They look like a team who want to stay up, don't they?
Yeah, they have that fight and desire, words I really hate. But
They are annoying words, but they're showing that.
It makes me think that what is Paul Clement doing that other managers can't do? But what the main thing was good about the Paul Clement appointment for Swansea, it went back to their roots. Young managers who know the English game. Guardiola or Guidolin?
They haven't had Guardiola.
Yeah, not Guardiola. But like him, he kept them in the league last year. Didn't really do anything special. Again, Brad Bobley, as Soccer AM's favourite sketches call him. Yeah, he was dreadful. I didn't understand that appointment.
Three managers in a season for a club which is supposedly run really well. That's quite embarrassing.
Yeah, this is more of a Rodgers Monk sort of appointment. That it's a young, up-and-coming manager who hasn't really been given a big chance yet.
Why did they get rid of Gary Monk?
That was one of the worst decisions they've probably ever made.
I personally think it was the best decision they've made since Swansea was formed, whenever it was. Because now Leeds United have got one of the greatest young English managers in Football League, in the Premier League, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, my mate tweeted about who do you think's Championship manager season. I didn't say Monk was first, but he was up there. My one was Heckingbottom for Barnsley. I mean, we're talking about Barnsley in the Premier League relegation battle. But yeah, Swansea, I think they've just gone back to their roots. And when you've got someone like Gylfi Sigurdsson in your side, you've always got goals, you've always got assists. And Fernando Llorente,
he's turning up.
He's a European level player.
Yeah. And, well, they've got someone who looks like he could maybe play European football in his future career. Mawson, the centre half. Big bloke.
I think you mean striker, actually. Whoa. Just getting goals left, right, and centre. What's he got? Three in his last six?
The volley at the weekend against Leicester was superb, lad. His celebration was absolutely shocking. But it was some like little dance, probably worse than that song that I did at the beginning of this. But I like the look of him. Let's move on to Borough, who I wanted to move on to a few minutes ago. 22 points, two off the drop. They look a team that's really scared to... They've got this shape, which is a really good shape. It's structure. But they're scared to come out of it.
I feel like they just sort of haven't changed since they got promoted. Barca in the Grado. I mean, they sold Jordan.
They were like that in the Championship, weren't they?
Yeah, they just grinded out results. 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, 3-2. I mean,
just say every result.
But I mean, like, they've only won four games all season.
Wow.
They've drawn 10. I mean, the thing that is on their side in this relegation battle is their goal difference.
Mm.
They're on -8, whereas teams around them, you've got Bournemouth for -14, Swansea -23, Leicester -19, Hull -27. You get the idea. If it came to being really, really close, they have that edge. But I don't see where goals are coming from. They scored 19 in 25.
Well, you said Negredo would score 15 this season. Their team's just scored 15.
I know, and what
that was a bit silly. But it's not your fault the way that. I guess they're playing a style.
I don't understand is, so they can't score a goal to save their life. And then they sell Jordan Rhodes, who is a goal scorer.
And they're not going to play him.
Yeah, but yes, he's never scored a Premier League goal or whatever, but he hasn't had a chance. And
Valdez is looking really good in goal. Chambers is defending really well. Gibson at the back is proving that he's a Premier League footballer, Dom. You've got to credit the defence.
I mean, yeah, you've got to credit because they have literally just been promoted after being out of the Premier League for, I don't know, 8 years.
And it's hard for teams to keep clean sheets in the Premier League. It's such an open league.
They don't want to, like, lump these monies on these expensive players in case they go down.
Yeah.
I know you get parachute payments, etc. for 3 years, but that's not how you build a football club.
I saw it the weekend, Dom. They're in the last 16 of the FA Cup against Oxford. They could really win that. And if they stay up and have a adventure in the FA Cup, what a season for Borough fans.
Oh, yeah, exceptional. I mean,
You're down about them, but...
I mean, as long as they don't have a Wigan.
Right.
And win the FA Cup and get relegated. Okay. Well, that was quite funny when Wigan were playing in the Europa League while being in the Championship. I think Mill did the same in 2004, 2005, 2006, or whatever, 2004, 2005. Yeah, I think with Middlesbrough, you have to, the way to stay up is, I mean, it's common sense, is you need to win games.
But the, to me, they're looking like a team that don't. They have to draw games and they might stay up. I think they will stay up.
They have lost the least amount of games in the league between, from 14 to 20. They've only lost 11 games.
Just one little negative. Do you know their last two games against?
Who is it against?
City and Chelsea. But the league might be wrapped up by them. But City then, might it, have the
this
top
could,
four
this,
done.
It's quite similar to Hull a few years ago. A couple of years ago, maybe. I think it was Hull. When they had, like, they were looking really, really comfortable. And then their last five games, they had, like, the top four. And then they just dropped. But you never know with Middlesbrough, because they could just switch on. Because there has been times where they have looked good. Adama Traore, Negredo, just... It seems like they're scared to attack.
Yeah, they are. A team... team that I think are going to get relegated, Dom. Next up in the table, 17th. The champions of England are about to go into the championship. The players have given up on the manager, haven't they? You've got to admit.
The players have not just given up, they've just given up.
Do they need to drop into the relegation zone to wake up?
If they don't think they're not in a relegation battle now, they're just thinking about the Sevilla game next week. That's all we're doing. So, we've got Sevilla, who are going to thump us about 8-0. Because Stefan Jovetic is going to score about 6. But I reckon they're probably going to beat Sevilla, aren't they? Get to like the quarterfinals of the Champions League and then get relegated. Because they're just devoid of any confidence, devoid of any ability football-wise.
Ability football-wise is the one.
Because I think Sky Sports are showing them away at Swansea last year. Riyad Mahrez is tearing them apart.
It was an incredible game against them last year. I asked the question when we were talking about Swansea. They looked like a team that want to stay up. Maybe they looked so good and so passionate to play because they were playing a team that have completely lost all of that. Mahrez is someone who is looking really unprofessional. He's been given a large contract. He's been praised by the football writers. He won that trophy. He's been praised by every one of his players last year. He's been praised by us. What a fantastic player he was. He's down tools, the lad has. He was one of the main reasons Leicester did so well. He is still one of Leicester's best attacking options. If you're not going to lift a leg, Riyad, then it must be hard for the rest of the team, because players like Danny Simpson, Huth, Morgan, Fuchs, they were reliant on them individuals doing well last year. And I think they're still relying on them. They're making mistakes, but they're still waiting for the boys up top to help them out, and they're not getting it. We talk about Kante leaving. Really, Mahrez left in the summer. Vardy's left in the summer. They're not there at the moment.
And then, but it's... What did they do? Beat Man City 4-2 at Leicester Stadium. But what annoys me with that is... Why did you just turn up for a game? I mean, we always mention Kante. Everyone does when it came to Leicester. I think his greatest thing that he did at Leicester City was get Danny Drinkwater in the England squad. That's probably his greatest career achievement, if I'm being perfectly frank. Because they're just devoid of everything in the moment. And I think
this weekend they need to drop into the relegation zone. And there's still, after that, they would still have 12 games left. And I think it would really wake them up. And I think that's what happened last year. When Nigel Pearson was in charge, Dom. They need a wake-up call. A team which you really like, Hull City, they're still sitting 18th. Minus 27 goal difference, 20 points. Getting rid of Jake Livermore and Robert Snodgrass, on the face of it, was a really silly decision. But what it's done, it's shaken up the rest of the squad. The Huddlestons, Klukas, Robertson. The manager's, I think, gone to those players, gone, do you know what, I could have got rid of any of you. You might think that you're the core players in the team, and you might think that Livermore and Snodgrass are the better players in the team. But watch what I can do. I can take them out of the team and I can bring in hungrier players who want to prove that they're good enough for the Premier League. So Nias from Everton, the boy from Liverpool, go on, help me out, with the weird hair, Markovic.
Oh, yeah, Markovic, yeah.
Klavan, I think his name was, or something, the winger.
And they've also signed, is it Vandro up front, who's looked okay?
Yeah. You said a weird thing on one of these podcasts.
I know what I said, and I still stand by it.
Marco Silva is apparently the best manager in the Premier League outside the top six.
I meant top seven to include Everton in that.
Yeah, you didn't say that on the last podcast.
But, like, he is. I stand by that he is. He got Estoril into European competition. The amount of leagues and games he's won with Olympiacos. Like, he's with Hull City. Like, I genuinely still think he is one of the... If we take from West Brom all the way down to Sunderland, he is one of the best managers in there. I know I said he's the best, and if he had a better team, if he was with, like, West Ham would be where West Brom and Everton are. He's a quality manager. No one gets dubbed the next Jose Mourinho for nothing.
Yeah, he'll be sitting sixth next year, then.
He shall be sitting sixth.
I'm still a bit worried about Hull. I'm worried that Hernandez got injured. He's out for a month. Because I think he should be their striker up front. I think if they can get him in the team, they've got a chance. But they've been on a very good run. I don't know if they can keep it up. I just don't know. Do you think?
I think they're going to stay up.
Okay. All right. Down to Crystal Palace. Sam Allardyce has yet to pull the rabbit out of the hat or the pint of wine from his table. They're a team which the bubble burst in 2015. Around 2015, they've been in a slumber for over 12 months now. I think it's right that they deserve to go down.
They do. I'm not being funny. Like, why did it take Pardew so long to get sacked? That FA Cup kept him in his job. The FA Cup final. And his stupid dance, though, which was annoying everyone. But, yeah, I mean, what? How many games did they win in 2016? Like, three? Four?
I have no idea. It wasn't a lot because they're sitting 19th at the table and they dropped like a stone last season. People say, oh, well, Palace have got too good of players to go down. Well, Kabay's not shown anything for a season. I say a season, a year. Townsend constantly gets relegated, changed, transfers. Benteke, he's not proven anything to me. MacArthur, middle... upper championship, bottom lower of the Premier League, he's proving where he is. Delaney, the same. Hennessy in goal, average goalkeeper. They've got average fullbacks. They're a team which scream relegation to me, we're quite good.
I want them to go down because I'd love nothing more than Allardyce to get relegated. To prove that he isn't just his saviour that he can just bring in. I hate...
But he has proved that he's a saviour to him.
But I hate managers like this because it doesn't... For me, it doesn't really prove anything. Yeah, it keeps you up. What do you do now? What do you do now? Yeah, you stayed up. Well done. Is that the meaning of your club? Just about stay up in the Premier League every year?
You're right to mention that. Because you look at a team like Newcastle, their fans are filling out St James's Park. They're really enjoying their season in the Championship and they look like they're coming back to the Premier League. They had an awful season before. It might reinvigorate a club to get... the winning mentality back into the stadium. But also, Dom, teams can drop from the Premier League really quickly through the Championship and they're in League One and they're under immense financial struggle. It's a balance, isn't it?
Yeah, but
it either
when,
goes well or it goes wrong.
When it comes down to, obviously, when you get dropped into the Championship, what you now do then is a club and board decision. In how you adapt to your new surroundings.
You either enjoy it, you get players in that are used to it.
If you get straight stuck in, because I think in the Championship, it's you need a system more than something for great players. So you pick a system that works, and you pick a player that suits that number 9, that suits the 10, suits whatever the position he needs to play in. And that's what clubs do wrong, like we did. When Fulham went down, we bought Ross McCormack. He was the league's top goal scorer last year from you. And, yeah, he scored 20, 25 goals per season for 2 years, but that's what Ross McCormack does. He just scores a lot of goals for rubbish teams.
As a fan of the club, Dom's a Fulham fan, if you didn't know. He's only mentioned it about a billion times every 5 minutes. As you were growing up, you were a fan of Fulham whilst you were in the Premier League. So you went to a lot of the Premier League clubs, you watched Fulham at home when they're in the Premier League. When they dropped to the Championship, You've always told me that you really enjoyed going to different football clubs. Fans listen to the Football Hour podcast, as they're doing right now. Can you give them sort of, don't worry, it's not too bad. Sunderland fans, they've been avoiding relegation and been saving themselves. You know what? It gives you a new lease of life going to the Championship, doesn't it, as a fan?
Going to the Championship, as a, if you're a proper fan, it is great. Because I'm not being funny, I'm bored going to the same 19 grounds every season. I'm bored of just going to Man United away every season and getting thumped about 4 or 5 nil.
It
just brings something new to the club.
Championship, it has its bad clubs. Rotherham stuck at the bottom on very few points. Teams are down. But it's a competitive league, a really competitive
every
league.
Every game means something.
Yeah, and if you like football where there's a lot riding on matches and the table is constantly fluctuating, where you haven't got Man United in 6th, Tottenham 5th, Arsenal constantly 4th, Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool stuck at the top, and then the rest of the 13 teams just sticking West Brom, West Ham, 7th, 8th, Everton, around there. Then you've got Southampton and Stoke, and then you've got these teams that we're talking about on this podcast. You don't have that in the Championship. You have a variety. Teams are going up and down like it's the footsie.
Every team believes they can get playoffs.
Yeah. Yes.
Every team believes they can get playoffs, which is amazing. There's only like, a few teams who are just
there
the table.
To try and survive. Yeah.
Well, not to survive, just they're not going to go down and they're not going to know they're going to playoffs. Like the likes, I don't know, maybe a team like Blackburn, Ipswich.
No, but you're talking about teams like that, Dom, but let me finish. At the start of the season, you will always get some Ipswich fans or Blackburn fans going, I think it's our year this year. We can get
exactly.
The top 6.
You don't get that in the Premier League. This is our year to get 7th now. Oh.
So
no,
let's talk about a team which have been holding on to their Premier League status for years. Sunderland. What they do, Sunderland, is bursts of results. So before Christmas, Anna Chibi came in. They won at Bournemouth and then they won another home game. I think against Southampton, maybe. And then the other week they drew Tottenham at home and then they beat Palace away and they get their points through that very short, sharp bursts. Are they going to have maybe a prolonged short, sharp burst and get out of the relegation zone?
No.
Are you going to give any more than
that? No.
You're an analyst on a podcast for football. You can't just say no.
Because they just annoy me. Can they just go down already? Because they're prolonging the longest relegation, as I've said, in Premier League history. Because I don't what do Sunderland fans get out of staying up every year?
Well, they get a great end to the season, don't they?
Yeah,
you see them celebrating.
They're like the bottom half version of Arsenal. They have the same season every single year.
I think the players should just go to the Premier League. Maybe the Sunderland chairman can organise this. Right to the Premier League and go, can we just not play our players until January the 1st? Of every season. So we don't play competitive football from September to January, Dom. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But ask the Premier League, can we just have 10 points? And we'll start on January the 1st with 10 points. It'd save them loads of wages. It'd save the fans having the worst start to a season.
You'd also have to include, we also need a new manager every single January the 1st. Like, they just get someone else to keep them in the league every year and they don't make any progression as a club. It's not like if you take Stoke, for example, right? When they came up, they were just about staying up under Tony Pulis every year and they got rid of him. Then they employed Mark Hughes.
But Sunderland aren't like Stoke, but they don't spend loads of money.
That's not the point. The point is there's no progression. If you stay up, that shouldn't mean you should not have to do the exact same thing every single year. You need to move on from there. There is no moving on.
Okay. So
it's the same season every year.
All right, Sunderland having the same season every year. Who's going down?
Sunderland are Palace, and I'm going to say Middlesbrough.
Okay. So you've gone Sunderland bottom.
Yeah.
Palace 19th. Yeah. And who finishing 18th going down?
Middlesbrough.
Borough. Right, it's interesting. Sunderland will stay up because that's what they do. So that means Palace are going down, Hull City are going down, and I think Bournemouth drop like a stone.
I don't think Bournemouth will. I think with Leicester, what I hope is this Champions League invigorates them, whether they lose or win. Because if they win, it might inspire them to, oh, we can play football, we can win in the Champions League. If they lose, it's like, well, shit, we need to start playing football now and stay up. So I think Leicester, this Champions League game next week against Sevilla should inspire them either way.
Oh, I was quite complimentary about Borough, saying they've got a good structure, but is it going to be enough? But they have a really good goal difference, so that's an extra point. I want to say Bournemouth.
We'll go and say Bournemouth.
Okay, I'm going to go. Palace, Hull City, Bournemouth.
What? It'd be quite funny if Bournemouth go down, because isn't Howell supposed to be replacing Wenger at the end of the year? It might work out.
Yeah, so, that's it. That's a relegation podcast. Dom thinks Sunderland, Palace, Borough. I think Palace, Hull and Bournemouth. I'm silly, that's probably wrong, isn't it? So, I've been Alex Mearns, that was Dom Betts. You've been the lovely listener. If you want a podcast dedicated to you, we will pick you, we will announce your Twitter to get you more followers, but you have to follow us at The Football Hour. Whoever follows will pick someone out, and that'll be the podcast will be dedicated to you next. Right, cheers Dom, see you later. Bye,
see
everyone.
See you later.